It is a Thursday's edition of the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. A very good afternoon to you. How are you doing? Yes, my name is Denise Eniswolu, and I'm excited to be here again. I wasn't here yesterday, but special thanks to Constance Mega for standing in for me on the Sunny Side yesterday. Hope I didn't miss out on so much, though. If I did miss you, the answer is affirmative. I did. And I'm glad to be back here to spend the remaining, how many hours now? Roughly 2 hours, 30 minutes or 32 minutes together with you. Starting with our first conversation, marrying a rich woman. Someone said something, and the person is trending for that reason. Actress Mary Njoku's husband, Jason Njoku, has advised men to marry rich women. Remember the time when we had that conversation about men being intimidated by highly successful women? And this is another man saying, you know what? Marry a rich woman. Or at least invest aggressively in your woman. If you're not so lucky to find a rich one. I'll give you details of that story, but rush to our social media handles because I'm asking two questions. What are the chances that getting married to a rich person gives you access to their money? And can this also be seen as gold digging when you aspire? Aspire to perspire. If you do not aspire, refire and not upfire. Fire, that's it. Can it also be seen as gold digging when you intentionally are on the lookout for a rich person to settle down with? I don't want to make this a conversation about the women alone. Let us incorporate both genders into this. How about that? On Twitter, we are at Nigeria Info PH, and on Facebook, our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. It would also be exciting to read from you on Instagram. Instagram handle is at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. The post is up there as well. So without further ado, shall we talk about marrying a rich woman? Now, like I said earlier, if you're familiar with the company Iroko TV, the boss, who is the husband to an actress, Mary Njoku. She used to be known as Mary Remy prior to her marriage to Mr. Njoku. So she's now Mary Njoku. His name is Jason Njoku. He has advised men to marry rich women. Now, he's explaining that marrying a rich woman should be every man's goal. Every man's goal. Paul, John, Chijioke, Chijinju, Josiah, Sam, Carl, China, Spaceman, Mudiaga, Emmanuel, as many men as you can possibly think of, it should be their goal to marry a rich woman. Because having a supportive wife in every aspect makes marriage and life worthwhile. I repeat, having a supportive wife in every aspect makes marriage and life worthwhile. What's the guarantee that because this person is rich, the person will be supportive? Anyway, we move on. He proposed that men could invest aggressively in their women if they are not so lucky to find rich ones for themselves. He is referencing his own marriage, and he revealed how he invested in his wife, which according to him is his greatest life hack. Have you heard of life hacks before? You know, easy ways to do things. He further stated that the rich wife is her husband's pension. He wrote, and I quote, "Marry rich woman, oh. If you can't marry, then invest aggressively in one. I was at Mrs. Mary Njoku's first investor. That's my greatest life hack. You know how great things are when your wife can support the entire lifestyle, mortgage, school fees, and softest of lives. It's the way. Hates that I tell her she's my pension, that if everything I have goes to zero, I just have to be a good husband to maintain the lifestyle I'm accustomed to. Real talk, few years back, I overextended into several startups. They swallowed all my money and started eating hers. Ha, this man said a lot too. She wasn't happy. She used to cry as I asked her to clear her accounts. As I asked her to clear her accounts, but she supported us. My number one investor, Mrs. Mary Njoku's earnings covered everything. All she asks is that I don't lose the money. Motivation times 100. As long as things are fine at home, nothing shakes. The only money arguments we have ever had have been about how I spend it too freely. But that one is in my DNA. Me, I don't want to struggle too. Retirement at 50, hard work is bad for my skin. First of all, I'm wondering how the wife is feeling reading this from her husband on social media. That's one. He has said quite a lot about her being his pension, about how he spends money too freely. So whether it's his money or her money, he spends it as he pleases. About how she had to step in to support and clear bills. There's a lifestyle he's used to. And if everything goes south for him, lucky for him, his wife is there to step up, right? And what else did he mention? If you can't find a rich woman, at least aggressively invest in one. What is the guarantee that you investing in the lady will make her a rich woman to start with? And what makes you think that the money she has will eventually become yours? Now, let's go back to how things used to be before now. Yes, have we had women desire to marry rich men? Because for some reason, people have seen the marriage institution as poverty alleviation, a poverty alleviation scheme. So much so that parents will try to manipulate men or try to get their women or their daughters into the lives of men who they perceive are well-to-do and can cater to the family. Even give these girls off in marriage too early, because if our daughter marries this man will be forced to take care of us. So if it's not the women doing it directly, trying to get rich men so that they will not suffer, they just want to relax and be taken care of, it is their families that go all out to try to set up that kind of marriage for them so that the family will be doing well. Well, those marriages birthed on love, did those marriages stand the test of time? Did we find frustrated wives and frustrated husbands in those said marriages at the end of the day, having to be with someone that takes and takes and takes and takes and never gives in return? Having to not only look after the woman you get married to, but look after her family, take care of her parents, change the roof of the parents, buy the parents' houses, take care of her siblings, send the siblings to school, do this and that and this and that and that and that for the parents. It was a tiring experience. But I do know that some men did not mind. They had the money. They could afford it. So what's the big deal? How much is money, they say. But some men at some point found out that they were solely being used. And these people were clearly gold diggers. Now I am asking, if you say you want to marry a person because of their money, what is the guarantee that this person, or what are the chances that getting married to this rich person gives you access to their money? Number two, can this act of intentionally settling with people that have money or are rich be seen as gold digging? Remember when we had the conversation of how we can bridge the gap between the rich and the poor in Nigeria? And some of you said, the rich should stop marrying the rich. Let them mix. Let them go and marry other people, you know, so that the wealth will spread. 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number. It is 0809 0306416. We are live in Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info PH. Please do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and also be audible so we can hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
This is Dakuku from APK.
Dakuku, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say this. When I heard your voice, it makes me I'll pick a good for that day. I'll even make up millions of naira. I get to my point. Okay, let me go. Let me continue. Hello?
Dakuku, I can hear you. Hello? Go ahead. Dakuku, go ahead.
For the topic you are talking about, you see, it's good for what you said. For someone who wants to marry a rich woman, knows there is implication over it. Unless you have the money before you marry a rich woman. Any man that as the woman said, it's good for a man to marry a rich woman. To marry a rich woman is about the implication over it. That is because of it. The man will not have rent. There will be a lot of insults. I get to my point. That is the most important thing of it. Because to marry is good to marry a rich woman. But when you are married, that thing becomes that respect will be there. I get to my point. It's better for me to marry somebody who don't have something. I'll be able to beat that woman up and make sure that she respects me.
Okay.
I get to my point.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, there is a man that I meet, an electoral, and it's a VC, which I cannot mention. People are hearing me. I went to his house. The wife was there, and the wife was elected. The man was cooking up. I'm just trying to construct her. He said that if I told you the wife, there will be no food so that we can eat, and the children are having construct. This was around 7 to 8 in the night.
Oh, wow.
I was providing the food. And it's a lecturer.
All right. Thank you so much, Dakuku. Choice from Boini Highland. Hi, Choice. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yes, my contribution is that, life is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And most times, it got to do with opportunity. Most people want to marry rich, but they do not have the opportunity. So it is all about where it falls in for you. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, people should not use marriage as a medium of poverty alleviation.
Mm.
You are poor. You want to marry a rich person so that the person can. It's all about destiny. If you are destined to marry a rich man, so it will be. If you are not destined for it, it will also fall in like that. But in everything, we should work hard and look towards becoming what we want to be.
Mm.
I will not train up my children to depend on the man they want to marry.
Okay.
I will train them by the grace of God so that they can grow up for men to even depend on them.
All right.
That is my contribution.
Thank you so much, Choice. Finally, how many rich women do we have in our society? Let's hear from Sunday, calling from Eneka. Hi, Sunday. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Come again?
Say good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sunday. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go to tune in here.
Mm.
Now, there is a misconception in relationships, the law of the time. We always talk about love and all of those. But even the holy scriptures that we follow tells us that what a man wants is respect. My father, my grandfather, they did not rely on love, first of all, before they got married. They married a woman that respected them and they loved the person afterwards.
Mm.
Now, when a man marries a rich woman, what usually happens is the woman begins to demand for respect. When the woman becomes the breadwinner of a home, the woman begins to request and desire respect from the man. So, the truth to that from me, what I think is this. There is nothing wrong with anybody marrying rich and all of those. But whatever requirements, conditions that are attached to it, like that respect for a woman, you should be willing and ready to give it.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you, Mr. Sunday. Mrs. Oyen from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Zay.
Such a man should not be given the privilege to speak in the gathering of his kingmen. Should not. Such men, whenever they stand up among their kingsmen to speak, they should ask them to sit down. Look at this mentality. Young men should go and marry rich women. Is that all? You're not even thinking about young men. How capable are you? young men should go and build themselves to marry rich women. That should have been his topic. I would have loved it. By the grace of God, I work somewhere good, and a lot of rich girls are here. And some of them are still singles, and some of them come. Sometimes we have conversation with them, who they are dating, which coming close to them. I was privileged to go into their lives. And some of these guys, they told me it's my boyfriend. I just keep quiet. Daniel, you're not saying anything. I just am indifferent. And in the church period, the character of the said guy will come up. They will still run up to me. I will say no. And many men in the society today, they are now picking for rich women to date. All they want is the money. They can even deceive her. Just the money. And men are getting so lazy by the day. And the more they frustrate these rich women, the more these rich women get so depressed, so annoyed, angry with all men. And even if the genuine one come into their life, they tend to print the genuine one with the color of the gold digger that came apart. I want to beg this man, since he has a platform to talk about the rich woman, he should also be talking about building men with capacity. This time you are using to go and look for a rich woman, can't you use this time to go and look for a better job? Can't you use this time to go and learn great? No, let's be honest.
But hey, please, Mrs. Iron, he said two things. If you can't find a rich one to marry, at least invest in one. And that was what he did for his wife, by the way. Yeah, she wasn't doing so bad as an actress, but he had to invest in her, you know, her ideas, as it were. And today, you know how people, they refer to some people as power couple, you know? People used to download movies or watch movies from their app. You know, they are producing movies every now and then. They are making money together. So I'm not sure when he married her, she was rich, as it were. But like I said, she wasn't doing bad for herself. But he also invested.
Yes, that one is different. Investing in the woman. And also the woman can also invest in the man. Mm. For instance, you may want to go into maybe a career, you want to learn it free. The wife can come in and assist, and you can grow, and they can grow together. Or the wife wants to go into a profession, he can invest on her, they can grow together. But speaking it, marry a rich woman.
All right,
poverty has subjected us to such mentality, and
okay.
I want to beg our young brothers,
right,
don't consider that idea.
Mr. Zion. Ogundu from Rumibo. Welcome, Ogundu. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, go ahead.
I think with what I'm thinking, the whole stuff he talked about, what the man said, I think he's right to an extent, if it's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
First of all, we have to begin to define what is rich or richness. When somebody is rich, is it financial aspect? Because as far as I'm concerned, there are people who do not have money, but they are rich in character.
The rich he's talking about is in terms of money. And this is why, from everything he said, he talks about maintaining a lifestyle. Character will only help you maintain a certain lifestyle, not maintain the soft life. You know, for a man to say that he does not want what to happen to his skin. Hard work is bad for his skin, you know. I think we already understand the kind of rich he's talking about. So let's not twist things. Now money,
okay.
we talk about.
Uh-huh. Okay, if that be the case, that means I'll fault the aspect of him saying we should marry a rich man. You must marry a rich man. It is not a must.
No, a rich woman. A rich woman.
He said, yes, where he said, if you don't get to marry a rich woman, try and invest in the woman. Yes, it's a good one, but you know, in our society, people will start defining their own definition based on what he has said. I get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And nobody in this particular aspect of the world that will not like sugar. That is what we're saying. But the bone of contention is this. No man should wait to get married to a rich woman before you'll be happy. You can also do that, marry somebody who is not rich and make the lady or the woman rich at the end of the day. But all it right. shouldn't be the aspect that a man to marry a rich woman. That all is where I want to stop for now. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Ogundu. Years ago, as the anchor of Chat Station, it used to happen 1 a.m. 3 to 5 a.m. I came up with a show element called Cupid. Now, Cupid was aimed at bringing two mature adults who were ready to settle down together. It was like a hookup program, but the kind of hookup was not for people looking for sugar daddies or sugar mummies. Serious people, mature adults ready to get married. And for every time a man called on Cupid, my name is so-so-so-so-so. I'm so-so-so-so-so years old. I work with so-so-so-so-so-so company. I'm looking for a lady from between the ages of this to that. I'm fair in complexion. I don't want somebody from this state. I want preferably from this state. She must have something doing. That, you see that? She must have something doing. If you ever listen to Chat Station during Cupid, it usually was from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday mornings. You see, you must have something doing. It's like every man that called was looking out for a woman who must have something doing. Yes, she must have a job. Is that she has a job? So my spirit is specific. Is that she has a job or she has a business? But let's hand be bringing in something. Why they kept saying she must have something doing, I do not know. But if there is one thing I am happy about, is the fact that a lot of persons actually got married through that platform. Whatever they did in private, none of my business. So we have metamorphosed. Really, we have. Gone are the days when a man was looking to shoulder responsibilities. Even if they were going to shoulder responsibilities, I mean, you don't put so much pressure on them, and to the extent that they are running away. At least if they know that you can actually, you know, take care of yourself to an extent and you're not solely dependent on whatever they bring to the table, well, it gave them some level of peace, as it were. Now, this transcends beyond just marrying someone who has something doing. This extends to this woman doesn't just have something doing, but is visible to the blind and audible to the deaf that this woman is rich. And I ask again, that you end up with a rich man or a rich woman, what is the guarantee that you get access to their money? I have seen people often mock people. Not mind that woman. A husband gets money, yet she not even dress well. A husband gets money, yet see the sponge where she wear for her, say now Yvonne. A husband gets money, yet she dey trek. He not even feel buy car for her. A husband gets money, yet every time she dey beg me, say make I borrow her money. No mind that man. His wife get money well. His wife whole. His wife is rich. But see him now, you see the trek. Even though I say his wife, they even give him money. So, what if we have individuals who say, yes, I have money. Yes, I'm married to you. But for some reason, I do not think you deserve my money. So I'll keep my money and I'll continue to eat your money. Or if you don't want to give me money, it's fine, but don't even think, don't even dream about it. Don't even aspire. Now, Ihanyi Chukwu Alaribe says, it gives you access simply because by the virtue of marriage between the man and the woman, they are one. Whatever they have belongs to them together. Ihanyi Chukwu, I say there are people who are married and you don't have access to their money. You don't know how much they earn, when money comes, when money goes, but you know they have money. So that's the one I'll be in one. Have you not heard women say, my money is my money, your money is our money? Anyway, Ehis Saint Prosper says 30 to 40%. Lord Emerald says, you're bothered only if you get married to her with the motive of getting access to the money. As for the chances, love covereth all things. So, of course, you have a lot of it until the day you lost her trust. Ezekiel, thank you for that one. Lord Emerald says, I think I've seen this message already. I have seen this message already. For some funny reason, I can't get through to your WhatsApp messages. I wonder why. That being said, let's see if I can squeeze in one final call before the ad break that comes up. 070-09230923 070-09230923. And then again, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Remember, I'm asking, what are the chances that, yes, you got married to a rich person, that automatically gives you access to that person's money? You know, you get to enjoy the money like every other person would. Or the person says, you know what, take my card. Whatever I want to do with money, not a problem at all. Please stop calling the WhatsApp number. Thank you very much. I will appreciate it if you rather send a message to the WhatsApp number. I'm trying so hard to get your messages via WhatsApp. Just a few seconds and I think I should be able to resolve that problem. In the meantime, let's go on that commercial break. We come back. The show continues. To stay tuned.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to go through your WhatsApp messages very quickly as trending stories comes up and thereafter follow the money. Good afternoon, Denise. Peace. The man that called and said he walks somewhere good with a lot of rich girls, should please tell us where he walks so I can send my CV. We don't like better thing. Good afternoon, Didi. Marrying a rich woman won't work with me because to me, a woman will never pay my bills. So even if I get married to a rich woman, her money will only be for herself. I would never, I repeat, never take a dime from my woman. It is what it is. Dave, what if she buys you a car? You know, the likes of Beyonce that can afford to buy private jets for their husband. You will not take it. Pass it on to me. I will help you use it. Seriously, I completely support Mr. Njoku's suggestion. He positively countered that she will not be submissive mentality that men see rich women with. Again, the part where he advised that men should invest aggressively in their wives shows that it is not just the pocket or bank account size of the woman at the moment, but her intelligence would point to her potential greatness in her present or future career. Again, he mentioned that all he has to do was to be a good husband to enjoy all those benefits. Men should take note of that particular point if they want to enjoy their wife's wealth rather than always singing them, no, they chop woman money, whereas they are not doing their part to be good husbands. What would a woman loved correctly not do for her good husband? Interesting. Seriously, men are becoming more honest to admit that they are not logs of wood, that they also want to be cared for. It has never made sense to me that a man always provides for everything in a marriage. It gladdens my soul when I can buy things for my husband or take him out on outings. My husband and I married for love, but he invested in me from day one, even if I didn't want his money, and he respects me. I didn't even know the scope of his financial assets till we were married, because before marriage, he kept telling me he was just an average guy. Ah, interesting. Just a few seconds, please. Oh dear, something is going wrong here, and I didn't want to know because I needed to be sure I was attracted to him for the right reasons. I've seen wicked rich men in the news, so I wasn't looking for a rich guy. But the other ones that were claiming they wanted to marry me all wanted to take from me, even the churched ones, and they were really average. He's a good one, so if he knows the plan I have for him, eh? Yeah. Alright, lucky you, and sadly this is where the conversation comes to an end. Up next, trending stories, and thereafter, follow the money. Do stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info.